Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed a consent agenda item at their Tuesday evening meeting that would amend the spending plan approved for CARES Act coronavirus relief funds received from the state to transfer lapsed funding. Assemblyman Tyson Cox.
This is a resolution to reappropriate the $186,955 from other projects that were completed and there was some money left over. And this will mostly be going for PPP. For the emergency response, and then it will also be for some of the monies will be going towards personnel costs as well.
The state legislature provided funding to the Kenai Peninsula Borough through the Coronavirus Relief Fund, a pass-through program authorized by the CARES Act. Resolution 2020-047 approved the spending plan for the funding to the borough in the total amount of $37.45 million, and several resolutions approved multiple amendments to that spending plan to meet the project developments. The eighth amendment to the spending plan will transfer remaining lapsed funding. The resolution states that it's in the borough's best interest to approve the amended spending plan for the purpose of addressing the impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. The costs relate to the incident management team and the emergency protective measures, which includes labor and equipment needed to provide personal protective equipment, engineered controls, and disinfection measures to borough employees and facilities. Additionally, borough employees that are out on leave related to the Federal Payroll Protection Program, Emergency Paid Sick Leave Act, and the Emergency Family Medical Leave Expansive Act were funded through that project as well. Governor Mike Dunleavy says that he's going to commit fiscal year 2023 funding for the Silvertip Maintenance Station. He made that announcement from the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center Tuesday. According to a press release, the Governor's Office of Management and Budget will allocate Federal Highway Administration funding from the Coronavirus Response and Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act to the station. And in the press conference, the governor said,
"We're working hard and we're going to ensure that there is continued funding for Silvertip maintenance going well in the future. This highway is too important. Hope that we can take care of it from distant stations. We had a lot of snow this winter. We recognize that. And so we're committed to make sure that we have the funding and we make this a very, very safe road year-round for all Alaskans. We're going to make sure that, again, that public safety itself, from a comprehensive perspective, continues to be at the forefront of what we do in the state of Alaska."
Dunleavy previously allocated federal funds to the Silvertip Station earlier this year for this winter and next winter. The reopening of Silvertip comes after Senator Peter Michicki sent the governor a letter detailing the reasons to reopening the maintenance station, saying that safe travel is of great importance on the Seward and Sterling highways because it's a critical transportation corridor, and for that matter, the only way to get to Anchorage. Senator Michicki in the same press conference said,
"Governor, thank you for your dedication to the Kenai. We've spent lots of quality time together trying to find some solutions in this state. I'm proud of the job that you're doing. Thank you for the dedication, your dedication to the people of the Kenai. The Silvertip reopening is a big deal. And we all work together, of course, on that issue. But the people of Kenai feel your commitment to us."
Silvertip Maintenance Station was reopened in December. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.